וידבר השם על מוישה, מקום נקמס בני ישראל מעיס המדיונים, אחר תאוסף אל עמך. וידבר מוישה אלוהים, לאמר כי חולצו מאיתכם אנושים לצובו, ויהיו על מדיון לא סליקמס שם במדיון. כלל שינוי מרוסי, נקרים נקמס בהם השם אל מוישה, וידבר השם אל מוישה, נקרים נקמס בני ישראל מייס המדיונים. וידבר מוישה אל ההום, לאמר יחולצו מאיתכם אנושים לא ויהיו על מדיון לא סליקמס השם במדיון. השם תרזם נקמס ישראל, מוישה תרזם נקמס השם, בפורש משתול אנדר האורי בשינוי הפסוקים, פרק למדה א' פסוק ב' ז' ג'. אבל בפור משתול אנדר שינוי הפסוקים, נקויים נקמס בני ישראל מייס המדיונים, והיה במוישה להום, היו על מידיון, לא עושים נקמס השם במידיון, ראשי סייז, וידבר מוישה, אבל פי ששומע שמסוסו יתלויו בדובו, עושה בשמחו ולא איך. So, for sure, this is a ספרי. אבל פי ששומע שמסוס יתלויו בדובו, עושה בשמחו ולא איך. So, this is a חכום עם מה אתה צריך, I don't know the real answer, how we know that עושה בשמחו. Maybe he did it with tears. Hashem told him, גאון לקוים נקמס בני השם בישראל במיליון ואחר תאוסף על עמך. And after that you'll die right away. So Moshe Rabbeinu could have delayed it and he would live another couple hundreds of years. Hashem said only after that you will die. And he did וידבר מוישה לישראל, okay, it's a פסוק right after it, אף על פי ששומע שמשוש תלויה בדובר עושה בשמחה ולא איכה. Sister Chaim says, "You're telling us, we need more." I don't know exactly what is the mocker from Chazal. Who is the drosha that is a riot? For Shimata Tzach, what is exactly the mocker? The King Kliok already says, "Void koshesh pirash Rashi, abi sheshom amoyishes shitnos ba'adomar osa besimcha minol el Rashi, shemo yenetzav mitosay." כי בעבור זה לא יהיה מקיים. דן רשי בגזדל ואימוסו בני ישראל וסילנר דן שבוחם של ישראל they didn't want to go. So the Kliyoko has his mahalach, he says that the beginning it says Nikmas bnei Yisrael meis midyon. So if Moshe would not be excited to do it, he would say it like it is to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would say, we moichel our covet, we moichel our... So he came and he said, Nikmas Hashem. And people would do it. Different as Beirim, how to be masbir. But I'm leaving now the Moki Ravadech. We're going to Shtel on this Chazal, and we don't know exactly from where is the Drosha, she Shtel Tzach. The Kliyokar Shtel is in the Kasha, it's given for us. Rav Shach, every time, this pasuk, he would say a whole shmuz in Panovich. We'll have to say it b'ktzora. It's written in Rav Shach Sefer, Meroish Emuna, Mono. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to live. He doesn't want to die. V'eschana wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. He wants to do Rotzon Hashem. It's very important for him. V'eschana, forgive me. He has a chetimtze to make his life longer, to make more mitzvahs, hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs. But Hashem gave a mitzvah. And Hashem didn't say you have to do it today. Hashem said you could do it tomorrow. But it's a mitzvah that is a tzivui to do now. This is the Rotzen Hashem. This is the Kvod Shomayim. You don't delay. You don't make your own cheshbonos. I could sit and learn now for 10 years. What I need to do this mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. Habol yotcho al tachmitzeno, kvoit shomayim, you do it right away. Person thinks sometimes, I'll do the mitzvah now, people will laugh at me. I will not have a chavrusa after it. I'll wait with this mitzvah, I'll do it later. The vayim, I could sit and learn yeshiva another year. I'll do this mitzvah, I'll go into chavis, then I'll have problems with my life. You have a mitzvah, you do it with mesilus nefesh. And you will lose. But you should say, I'll learn from those, let me learn from those shas 5 more times. And then I'll do this mitzvah. I will not lose. The Torah says, a person has to know to do mitzvah Hashem on cheshbonus. This was the Yetzirah Alamo. Don't be scared. Don't make cheshbonus. If I'm not doing this mitzvah, I'm losing. If I'm delaying this mitzvah, I'm losing. No. Gleich. You have a mitzvah, do it. Don't think twice. I'll invite this person to my house so people will not come to my house. And then, I'll listen to my parents. Everyone, I'm not saying that. I have to know every time the right cheshbonus. But it's a whole, a lot of time it comes to a koyach to a person to say, this mitzvah you could do later. Not so important. Do the mitzvah later, I'll help later, I'll take care of it later. Now I can do more things, that mitzvah I can do later. But sometimes the other, the mitzvah says, I have kdime. But when it's a mitzvah lechonecho, and Hashem gives you a tzivu, you do it without all of the cheshbonus about the mevutu. All of the cheshbonus about the mevutu. And again, Chazal says it's a shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a meres Moshe had a right, had a recht to delay it. Would not be a issur al pi aloche if Moshe would wait. Because the mitzvah didn't have a specific time. But it's a mitzvah Hashem lefonecho. When it's a mitzvah Hashem lefonecho, you don't think. You just go ahead. You just do the mitzvah. And Rav Shach finishes the shmuz. Zog the posuk. Vayishlach oisei Moshe elef lamate. This Pinchos ben Elozar HaKoyen. So Rashi asked the Kashi, why Pinchos was the one that went? You have to send the Koyen, why they didn't send Eliezer? Rashi answers, Mishi Yitchil B'Mitzveh, Shehorek is Kozvi B'Tzur. Different roots. The Kriyoko brings down, U'moyshe Leirotza Leilich, Lefishin is gadel b'minyan. This is too pshat. But the pshat with the mefoshim bring down is al tzakor asatoy. Like Moshe didn't want to hit the yoyer because the yoyer saved him. Kor asatoy. He didn't want to hit the floor because it buried the mitzri when he killed him. Chiva kor asatoy. Borshe shotisa al tizrek imenu heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy doing a mitzvah Hashem, even though he's going to lose all of his life. But Hashem said, so he's asking to be Moshe Nefesh to lose all of his long life to do the Rotzen Hashem. And at the same time, felt in Akora Satoiv, so let someone else do the mitzvah. I can't be a Mushchas. Felt in Akora Satoiv, I can't be a Mushchas. Person has to know, you could do sometimes things, Hashem Shomayim, with Mesilus Nefesh. And you're so busy with Mesilus Nefesh, you step on Yenem, and you step on Yenem, and you step on Yenem, and you step on Yenem. Hashem Shomayim, you're busy doing the mitzvah Hashem Shomayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Shomayim loses his life. Hashem Shomayim is masking to mevater on everything. Hashem Shomayim is masking. But at the same time, let someone else do the mitzvah. Why? Because if I do the mitzvah, I don't do my shliach. But if I do the mitzvah, it's felt in a koras atoim. To who the medium is Hashem? Koras atoim, the medium, Rishayim Arurim. 80 years ago, when I was young, they saved me. I had a place to stay. Say that. Koras atoim. Koras atoim. Person has to learn. Akor HaSatoiv. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to kill Midian, even though he's masking to lose his life for this mitzvah because it's tachlis to do Ratzon Hashem. Akol HaSatayim. Person learns in a yeshiva. A year later, you know, the yeshiva comes, they come to collect money. Oh, Hashem, I don't have shachas for that part of the yeshiva here. Yeah, but they come to collect money. And it's not the end thing for him to give to that place that he learned. You know, today is no moistness around, and they have all different, you know, PR that yeshiva that he learned, he feels he'll give money, when a little money doesn't know. It comes to a different place, you give $1,000, you'll be against a Rashkabad. Here it'll be a drop in the water, but how about to give it? Moshe Rabbeinu is massive to lose his life to do Ratzon Hashem. Right? This mitzvah is so important for him. He's doing everything. Other felt in a cross at toy because, what? Minyan did a favor for him. He ran. He was running from power. Someone didn't have shidduchim for 7 of his girls, so he let him to come into his house. Yeah? It was Menuda. And in the end, the Shidduch came out in that place. He owned that cross at toy to this town that wanted to kill him now. The yeshiva kicked them out. Later became a greiser gvir. So he has to give money to the yeshiva. He said, but they kicked me out. So Midian also wanted to kill you. Midian wanted to kill you. We're so right from the Musa from the Koras HaTarif. We're so right. Moshe is asking to give everything. He mamish wants to do this mitzvah. Say, man, a Koras HaTarif. It's not a real Koras HaTarif. But you're chalashing to do the mitzvah. You're chalashing to do the Kvet Shemayim. I'm chalashing, I'll organize it. Of our Kol Satayim is above it. It's Murat from Hashem. To what? To Rishayim Arurim. Of our Kol Satayim, I can't be the one to check. People have parents. He grew in that house, doesn't mean that's what they did to him. Even if they behave like Mindya. Kol Satayim. Kol Satayim. Person of Shach would scream, two parts to learn. To learn that when a mitzvah comes, don't make cheshbonos, I could learn better, I could gain more if I'll do this. It's the mitzvah Hashem, do it. To daven, don't make cheshbonos, I can't daven, I can't bench now, I can't do this. Very short and benching, I'll lose the Seder, short and davening. All the time, cheshbonos. I'm saying again, Alamo, you have to know the measurements. The guy that davens the whole day and doesn't learn, Hashem doesn't need that tefillah. Hashem wants learning. Those are the guys that daven. Do everything chutzim learning, yeah? Touch around chutzim learning. About the treif. But a person sometimes has to know. Cheshbonos. So there's a seder to daven. To do the fast. So didn't put on tefillin until the end of davening. Not saying you have to know you have a chavrus and pizza. It's mitzvah Hashem. Don't make cheshbonos. It's the first part of Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, with all of the rotzim, the course of the mention. Person sometimes is so dovuk and doing the rotzim Hashem, he steps on everyone. He steps. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't start in the beginning, but he held him a course of the time. Then the pasuk goes weiter. ומקנה רב הויו לבני רובן ובני גוד עוצו מאוי ואירו עשה ארץ יעזה וארץ גילו ובני המוקרים מוקרים מקנה ויהיו לבני גוד ובני רובן ויאמרו אל מוישה ולא זר הכהן התוריס ודיבוין יעזה נמרו חשבוין האורץ אשר ריקו השם ארץ מקנה ולעבודכו מקנה It's a lot of grass and we have sheep ומתחיל בעיניך יהודה נעשה אורץ הזה לעבודכו Why? It doesn't say clearly, right? It says May God and Reuben have a lot of sheep. This place has a lot of grass. They came to Moshe and they said, listen, there's a lot of grass. We have sheep. We could get this place. Let's say, Moshe, figure out, make the figures. What and what is two, yeah? The puzzle. A lot of grass, a lot of sheep. They came to Moshe. A lot of grass, a lot of sheep. We could get it. So why they wanted it? It doesn't say. Kimat says. That they wanted it because a lot of grass, they could give grass to give to their sheep. even though it sounds a very cheap reason, yeah? Tomorrow there will be no grass, there will be no rain, so the ganze Sache is butter. Another 100 years, the world will change, it will be high tech, there will be no more grass. It's a mother's in the person. It says the Kliyoko brings down, there's a big tvi on Klal Yisrael. Nachlo mevurocho, nachlo mevuholo, he brings down. Nachlo mevuholo. The pasuk, nachlo mevuholo achriso reishis. Chazal say because they were rushing to get these things, it was nechrav rishon, it was a tvi on Klal Yisrael, from the God of Meir Reuven. It's all different in this forum to explain. The problem is that all of us know that the reason that the God of Meir Reuven wanted the place is not because of the sheep. Everyone knows that. So you'll ask someone, why the God of Meir Reuven wanted to be an Evrei Yavin? What is the answer? It's not because of the sheep. Because of the sheep. Moshe Rabbein? It says in B'zayis HaBroche, Vayar Reish Yisloi Kishom Chelkas Mechoike Ksofu. Vayar Reish Yisloi Kishom Chelkas Mechoike Ksofu. So the pasuk says, "Vayar reish isloi ki shom chelkas mechoike ksofu." Why you wanted to be there? Because shom chelkas mechoike ksofu. By also state why he wanted to be bigger than Meir Reuven. There's a lot of grass, and the posuk is me. Vayar reish isloi kishom chelkas mechoy keksof. Rashi doesn't ask that it doesn't shtim. So the answer is it doesn't say clearly that he said because the sheep. It's grass, we have sheep. Figure it out. So the posuk says the truth is they wanted to be near the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a grace zach. People go different places to be near the kever, yeah? Shoshana thousands ago, yeah? They wanted to be near the kever. They wanted to be near the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. So first, it's a very good reason. So why is it tvi on them? Moshe Rabbeinu is the mashpia, it's the shefa. No tvi on someone who wants to be near the kever, the tvi is someone wants money. Nachlo mevuholo. No, the tvi was nachlo mevuholo. They wanted money. This is the tvi on them. Not the tvi was that he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu instead of his amigdash. Zog Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, who said it's in Chastera in Polovich every year. So there's a broch, it's printed in Zichr and Shmuel in the back, a whole shmuz from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. It's interesting, it's very interesting that none of the Mephoshim in our parasha brings it. Yeah? Wait, you look at the God of Meru and you're busy with the sheep, with the grass, and the Mephoshim in Pasuk with a Rashi, and no one says Nishtazay, Vayar Reishis Lekisham Chelkes Mechelkek Sofon. For sure, they came with a real reason, and they got to Meru, because Chasham Chelkes Mechelkek Sofon. Well, you think they were not embarrassed to come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe, Eretz Yisrael, but a little bit of grass, it's meshuga. Meshuga. About it. They spoke out the grass, maybe. They couldn't speak out straight from Moshe Rabbeinu that, you know, when they die, we want to be near Kevel. So why the Pasuk writes it down very clearly that everything is because of the grass? Okay, it doesn't say black and white, but it says almost black and yellow, yeah? It doesn't say, it's kimat mefurash. The Torah says, they said l'shem shomayim. And the Pasuk says, yeah, you thought about the money. A person could convince himself that he's doing his ach l'shem shomayim. He's going home kibudei. Kibudav. There you go. He will have him. He wants to be in camp. His friend is sick. He's going to visit him in a hospital. He wants off Seder Aleph. There's a wedding, Nebach in Ramat Gan, Rachmonis, yeah? Meis Mitzvah here. No one is there. Meis Mitzvah. No one is in the wedding. No one in the wedding. Someone comes over to Shmuzda in the middle of Seder. I know Lechaveri just doesn't kick away the guy. He's a nice guy. Lechaveri. Person has to know. You could do L'shem Shomayim, and you could think that you do L'shem Shomayim. They gave up on Eretz Yisrael. And they thought that they're bigger tzaddikim. And the Torah leaves it like people that want it less. Because the Negiah inside could convince the person. He could think that he's doing L'shem Shomayim. And he's not doing L'shem Shomayim. Says that, this is what he says in his Shmuz, it's a very good vote from Shmuz. It's a richness to know, rich to know this vote. So the tool says, why Sukkot we go out? The Sukkot had to be in Pesach. Right? We go out of Mitzrayim, Ba'eshu Ba'Sukkot, because Ba'Sukkot is Shavati Yisrael Yisrael. So the tool has the kasha, so why we do Sukkot and Sukkot? The lulav of the Esrog is Chag HaOsif, when we collect the trees. It's the right time. Oh, but the sukkah is Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not the right timing. So, the goyim that the Anon HaKovet went out, when it came back, the Chet HaEgel, it came back, the Anon Shel Rotzen came back in Sukkot. It's different as big. But the tool brings down the Torah. It says in the summer it's hot. Everyone goes out, countries, to the bungalows. So people go out to the summer houses. So we're also going out, so it will not look. But in Sukkot, everyone comes back already, and we are starting to build out, then it's L'shem Shomayim. So you could think, about it. It's much more from that. Sukkot is the first mitzvah that we do after Rosh Yom Kippur. Rishon L'minyan Aveiros. We fix all the Aveiros that we did the whole year. We want to take a mitzvah, and to show that the mitzvah we're doing it pure L'shem Shomayim. You're right, we could do L'shem Shomayim with Sukkot in the summer. But to be a gevalt b'kazar, I'm telling you, if Sukkot will be Pesach, everyone will leave up the Sukkot for the whole summer. I'm asking. If I can't, people really go, will go up to the mountains already, build big Sukkot, stay there for the summer. Hashem made it that this is pure L'shem Shomayim, first mitzvah. So they asked what's the Chazanish, how a person could know? How a person could know? All of us are human beings, and most of you. I do L'shem Shomayim, and who knows what I think? Go to a bris, yeah? You go for the mitzvah, for the little Torah that you want not to learn, or you want to eat a good meal. There's so much Shalom L'shem Shomayim. Chazanish said, every time, ask a person that doesn't have the ideas how it looks. Going to a wedding, ask a friend, you really think I have to go to the wedding? Not that someone answers what you want. Some people, you know, they answer what you want. To go, yeah. Not to go, not to go. Those people to stay, to go, yeah, these people, it's a stamp, yeah. Yeah, someone doesn't have any gears. You think I really have to go, or you think I could learn? Sure, I'll tell you, you can stay and learn, don't worry. The person has to know, he could be convinced that he's doing L'shem Shomayim, and there's no shyness in L'shem Shomayim. They go to Meir Ruven, we have two parashas, parashas matos. They go to Meir Ruven, a full grass. We have a parasha, the giving up on Eretz Yisrael to be near the Eilik and Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's nefesh v'teyeh, they want to be near Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu. the pasuk says here, aber der hat mir gehört. Es ist aber auch für mich schwer. Chidush, ich sage, ja, es ist mir kein Gesuit, ich don't know what they are. Es ist in der Pasuk, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you know, Al-Toniu, they say, no, no, we'll go to fight and then we'll come back. Ayemu, Gidritzin, Nidna Lemikneinu, Ve'orim Letapeinu, Anachum Lechol Etzchushim, Ad Asher Im Iviyanu Lamokim Viyoshavnu. ויאמר להם אם מוישם תעשו את הדבר הזה אם תחוצו לפני השם למלחמה ואומר לכם תנו לכם אורים This is the pasuk מוישם רבינו finishes השם על דרך הכנס, אנחנו נעבור חוץ ועידו למוישה So בעצם, the מפורשים explain מוישה רבינו told them they have to fight and they said לא נושו על בתינו עד ישנחר בני ישראל איש אסלח לא עשרי אם תעשו את הדבר הזה אשר דיברתם ואובר לכם כל חולוץ תנו לכם אורם לטפיכם מוגדרס ויעץ מפיכם יעשה. So first time to say that I bought it, because it's what reminded me of the parasha. Bethan, they came to Moshe with one day in the yard. Moshe said, listen, we already had a story with the Raglin, we're starting again. He said, Chas v'sholom, we're going to fight. We're going to fight. So, not only that, and we will not come back till everyone will sit there. Another 7 years. Moshe Rabbeinu says, אם תעשו את הדבר הזה, you will go to fight. ואומר כל החול הזה, אלף להשם, עד הריש הזה ריבו מפונו, that's very good. ודו לכם אורים, היו יצא מפיכם תעשו. אז רשי explains פשט, Moshe really didn't want them to stay there 7 years later when they're giving out. It's no purpose. The whole skill was that they're scared to fight. They said, we'll go to fight. And but they said, not only we'll go to fight, we'll stay there till everyone sits in their place. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right, this is the t'nai, if you go and you fight, you get it, if not, not. Kichol ha'yeis m'pichem ta'asu. Rashi says, but while you said it, that you will stay there for another 7 years, so it's like a neder and you have to keep it. Ha'yeis m'chem legovoya shekibaltem aleichem l'milchom ad kibush v'chiluk, sh'moshe lebikish elo v'nichbesho, v'hem kiblu aleim ad isnachil, arev yisifu li'isakev sheva shonim v'chein osu. Everyone said in the Foshim, it's very geschmack, it like, you know, like ties the parasha. Bar yachad dvori, kichol ha-yeritz mipiv yase. What you promised to do, you have to do. Then there's a whole story of Negod and Meiruven. Moshe says, you're scared of the Eilum. Say, no, we're going to fight. And we'll stay until the end. Moshe says, Avada, you're only getting it if you're going to fight. Oh, but kichol ha-yeritz mipiv yase. Oh, but you promised to stay? So stay. This is the way Rashi learns pshat posu. I want to remember the pshat, the building of the parasha. So the second we'll see, what is the smile to stay? What is the point to stay for 7 years? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you promise, keep your promise. It's a nether like a boy. If it's needed for the war, so stay. So why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say? The answer is, it's not needed for the war. It's not needed for the war. After 7 years, all of you going my dead, you don't need more security. But you promise to stay for extra 7 years, so stay. Why? It's a nether like a mitzvah. What is the big nether of our mitzvah? What is the big var mitzvah here? So here's what's a gewaldic gewalt. What was the taina? The taina was, you want to go, and the chechem, you want to take the nachle here, and everyone has to go to take the nachle there. You don't care. They said, no, we care in Klal Yisrael. Don't think we're trying to run away. We will sit here and everyone will have to fight. We are brothers. Ki oshim achim anachnu. We will fight first. We're not trying to say, we will stay here, let them to fight. We will care, we will not go into our house till they have houses. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu came at the time and then, two things. First, you don't want to fight. You're scared. You're running away from the war. Second of all, Atan Teishvu Poi Vacheche will fight. You think it's fair? All of us together fought to get this peace. Now you're sitting here like kings, and the other ones have to fight. So it was two times. You read the passage. Moshe tells them first, we had already a story with Meragli, people that were scared to come to Eretz Yisrael. And second of all, he says, Hachechem yivoyu la milchoma ve'atem tishvu poi, A. B. Lo notaniyu es leiva om. You already, people already did it. So it was two times. You don't want to fight. And atem tishvu poi, you already all organized. And they have to. So they said, we are fighting first. And not only that, what you said in the beginning, it sounds like we, like, you know, like to enjoy ourselves. We will stay near to the last one. We'll sit in his house. We're not going into our house. This is what Moshe said. At the tnai, I need you to fight. But what you are mekabel to show niceness, to show ben adam lachaveiroi, to feel for the other person, it's a nederlet bar mitzvah. So I heard a givalvik in my sefer chassidim, so they get to our days, says was a yid, sefer chassidim, maise bechosid echol, she'evi levaya, ko levaya sho yechoizer, ho yechoizer chalutz na'alai. When he would come home from the levaya, he would take off his shoes, to feel together with the aveilim. No one saw it for himself. וכשנפטה רואי סייחוסי תישה בהוויו. והוויו בכרח שכולם היו בו אם לא עם השם כינס. וכולם חוזרו מלוויוסוי חלוצי נעליי. להגיד לך שמה שעושו רוצוי ואהוב לפני השם יסבור. This is what Hashem wanted to show. So this was the Netherlet Bar Mitzvah. So it's interesting. Parshas Matos is the Netherlet Bar Mitzvah. And Rashi explains, Hayoytze mipichem tasu. You said that word, you have to keep it. But we call Mekoyim, it says that what they said, we will build cities for our kids. Nidnei gidroi tzoyn. Nidnei gidroi tzoyn lemikneinu, ve'orim letapeinu. We'll build cities for our kids. The Mephoshim asked the Eisen and Rashi. Rashi brings down a couple times in our parshas. And the Pasuk, V'leinosan Sichon is Yisroel Avoyer B'Gvuloi. V'yesef Sichon is Kol Amoy V'yotzo Likras Yisroel Amidboro. V'yovo Yahatzo Vayilochim b'Yisrael. Rashi says, if Cheshbon would be full with Yitushim, it's very hard to capture it. If Sichon is without the city, it's very hard to capture. Ma'oso Hashem took Sichon out of the city. He came out to fight with Klal Yisrael, and they fought, and the city was free. And the same thing, Vayigach Yisrael is kol ha'orim ha'ele, v'yishev Yisrael b'chol ori ha'emoiri. וכל אורים האלו פצו לסחוימו. פרגן הם מפורשים, זה סיפסי כהן, זה תלמיד ותלמיד from the Ari. So the cities were built already. So why they had to say, we will build city to our kids. גידרו יצוין לצנינו, we'll put the sheep inside גידרו יצוין, and we will build cities to our kids, and then we'll go up to Israel to fight with everyone. Why you have to build cities to the kids? The cities already are built. בנויים היו והוסום וחוזרו ובנו לפי שכשכבשו האמוירים בנו על שם אבידי זורה אז אני זוכר they didn't want to use in the cities of the goyim because the goyim built them על שם אבידי זורה so my shvei brings down from different mekoyrim no, I didn't see the mekoyrim inside but they didn't stand it says in the beginning that they went into the city. You know when they broke them? Orim letapein. When you want to be mechanech the kids, you can use the places from the goyim, from the Avodah Zarah. Person has to know, for chinuch, if you want to raise your kids, You can use the places. So they said, "Benivne orim letapeinu." We are leaving now. We will build new cities. So they broke the cities. Again, I'm not asking now every person that buys a house in a goy to knock down the whole building and to build. I'm not sure if you can afford it or not. It's an andere zach. But it's a musik. It's a musik. I know by a lot of choshev yidden and moshe, they go to a goyish house, even if the house is made up good, they paint it again. To take off the klippas. They redo something. Not to use it like it is. They make a change. If Yaakov Avinu says, "Avalti mokum sheispalu avoyisai velo ispalalti," this goes on Kedusha, it goes also on Tumah. It goes also on Tumah. Well, down from Dari, that he was, I saw somewhere, we tried to do a mitzvah and it didn't go. Then he said, "Yeah, in this place someone did a very big aveira. You can't shmach and do a mitzvah, the place is too tumah." They wanted, about it, and that's it. It says, "Bosim le'etz Yisrael, botim eloi chol tuv." They didn't use the houses of the goyim. I'm not saying now, so he says it's only when it's kids. They felt, little kids, this medr shecheder for kids, you can't use the goyish place. About it says, "Hasidim botik akisoyes to be botim midroshes." So about it, every person has to know what is the gdorim, when yes and when not. But the yisoy that dvorim, a person has to know that the yisoy that dvorim, what a person has to do. One of what I want to say, it's a gewaltig gewalt. It says, that's very scary, but a person has to know it. Rashi says, we have the Malkoyach, right? It was they took the money from Midian and they gave it out. So this is Tama, Mod Nezach. They gave it out. Yoitze HaMilchoma got 50% and Gantz Klal Yisrael got 50%. And the taxes went like this. From Klal Yisrael, everyone had to give 1 of 50. And from the Anshei Milchoma, they had to give 1 out of 500. And Elchu is Pung Fakert. They got so much. Anshei Milchoma got 50%. The Pasuk says. מחציץ בני ישראל תיקח איך עוד אוכלוס מן החמישים והרמי סמכס להשם מייסען שם מלחומו איך עוד נפש מחמש מייס וחציץ עושה מלכה בטויפסי המלחומו ובין כל הידע The people who went to the war get 50% of the שלל and the God's Christ will get 50% Now, from that 50, from what everyone got, take 1 of 50, give to the Kayari. The Levim. From the Yetz HaMilchoma, 1 out of 500. You read it, man, it sounds ridiculous. The Yetz HaMilchoma were 3,000 people, yeah? And if Ramat, 12,000 people, and 3,000 from every Shevet, 2,000 Tolid and Tfilas, about 20,000, 30,000 people, they got 50% of the whole lot. They have to give 1 out of 500. Klal Yisrael, that got 50%, everyone that gets a piece, you got a ring, 50. Echad mechamishi. So those are the pshat. So that's not what I wanted to say. I heard once the Gevaldik pshat, that it says that the marker is brought down that was the mocker, but was a maysa and a tzedoker, that when a person gives, Chazal say, Adam Oyin Zeh Bekav Shelo, Yoyisam Mitisho Kavim Shel Chaveiro. Something that a person works on, he holds that belongs to him, he feels it's hard for him. So the Mele, what the Anshei HaMilchoma, they fought for the money, right? They got the din. So for them, they really deserved it. But Sheenke and the other people, was a present. They didn't feel connected to that. So, Adam Reitze bekam shalom yoysa metisha kam shal chaveiroi. So it's times 10 what a person has that he deserves to have from what someone else has. So b'meila, everything what they give, for them it's worth like 10 times more. So if they give 1 out of 50, they're giving also 1 out of 500. The koyach hanesina for them is the zel b'koyach hanesina. See the same thing in the Levim. A person gives a ma'aser to the Levi, and the Levi has to give a ma'aser from that. It also sounds ridiculous. Yeah, you give a tenth, and then the Levi gives a tenth from that. Because again, the tenth says, what he didn't get, Mikol Mekoyim, Rashi says, that we make the cheshbon, melamed shetzadikim ayu, that no one took money to his pocket. But the him mitzvah, Rashi brings down, shetzadikim ayu, melamed shetzadikim ayu, that no one took nothing to himself. That's Rashi now. Vahi amalkoyach, pasuk lamed bes, shebolich al chaluka v'chameches. So Rashi said that no one took nothing to himself. So the Mefoshim asked the Kashe, so what we want to say, shvach v'anshe atzovah. But Rashi said that no one took nothing to himself. Not as a kasha, they don't understand. It says in the beginning that Hashem tells Moshe that you have to take Vayimosu me'alfi Yisrael elef lamate shneimosu elef chalutzei tzobo. So Rashi says hicholzu me'idchem anoshim tzadikim chen b'chalonu anoshim. So they only took tzadikim to the war. Rashi says they choose anoshim tzadikim. Then you know no money is missing. The Rashi melamish et tzadikim ayu. You see, look at Klal Yisrael. All the anshei tzava, no one. You choose tzadikim, so that's a big deal. You only choose tzadikim. Pchalach anoshim, the Rashi choose tzadikim. Then you know no money is missing. The Rashi melamish et tzadikim ayu. Could be the biggest tzadikim, but when you go to a milchome, you go out of Beis Medrash, there's nothing left. There's a godless that you don't touch money. Person thinks, I'm a tzaddik and bismedrash. When you go out into the oilam, you go into the milchome, not to touch money, you have to have a bazundere regardless, a bazundere tzidkes. And this is why the finish is one givaldi givald that the belt says, Rashi says, Vayimosru, Loidi ashvochum shel roya Yisrael, kama chavivim al Yisrael, ad shel yishomu b'misosoi, till they didn't hear Moshe is going to be dead, oy me'atz kulumi. כששמעו שמיסס מוישה תלוי בניגמס מידיון, לא ירוצו לילך עד שמוסרו בעל כוחם. Look how רויה ישראל are so nice. Look how כלל ישראל like רויה ישראל. Till they didn't hear מוישה רבינו once is going to die. Oy, mad as kuluni. מוישה says, רבי ישראל, they're going to stay with our stones. Now that they hear that מוישה is dying, they're מוישה נפש not to go. So this is שבוחם של ישראל ישראל? I say one bad point, one good point. He wanted to tell me, it's a givaldi gezach, and Klal Yisrael didn't want to go, they wanted Moshe to stay. Lehidi ha-shvochem shel roi Yisrael, ad shelo yishomu shu elech lomus, oy ma'ad uskeluni. Now, that the Hidda is going to die, they're not asking to go. Where's the shvach of roi Yisrael? So it's two nuschos, but it's the same nusach. The Gemara says, a Talmid Chochem that everyone likes him is Nishkin Talmid Chochem. A Rebbe that can give Musa is Nishkin Rebbe. But everyone loves him, Sibarish. If they want to kill him. But when they hear that he's going away, they'll do everything for him. Then it's a riot attack with the Rebbe. Le'agi ha'shvochem shel Roye Yisrael. That when he's with them, they want to kill him. They're upset. He's mechiach. Moshe is yelling at them. He yells, Gehenna and fire. He yells. But when they know he wants to leave, chas v'shalem, they love him. This is le'agi ha'shvochem shel Roye Yisrael. But someone that the whole time is smiling, that's a garbage.